ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। There are many people in the world who profess to give spiritual teaching. And there are various religious teachers who say that their path and only their path is correct. Whereas within what is called Hinduism, there is a general idea that all the paths are the same. Vedanta Sutra begins with the proposition Atato Brahma Jignasa. Now that we have attained the human form of life, we should inquire into transcendence. But most people do not do that. If they're born in a Hindu family, they think, I'm a Hindu, and whatever the Hindus do, they do. If they're born in a Muslim family, they act as a Muslim, and they think that's all there is to it. If they're born in a Christian family, they say Ave Maria, and if they're a Catholic, and that's all. And sometimes someone comes around and converts someone from one religion to another. But basically, no one is serious to inquire into the nature of reality. So our proposition is that real spiritual life begins with real spiritual knowledge. Whether we're Hindu, Christian, Muslim, whatever, if we don't know who is God and what is our relationship with Him, then there's very little meaning to our religion. So real spiritual knowledge is best delineated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Now, we may say, well, that's what the Hindus say, but then the Muslims say the Quran is best and the Christians say the Bible is best. But I'm not saying that the Bhagavad Gita is best because I was born in a Hindu family, but I wasn't born in a Hindu family. But from a neutral perspective, if we study, we will find that the knowledge given, spiritual knowledge given in Bhagavad Gita, cannot be found anywhere else. The first teaching of Bhagavad Gita, the first spiritual teaching of Bhagavad Gita, is to define the difference between the Atma, the Self, and the body. How many bodies are here? Who would like to estimate? How many bodies are present in this hall? Approximately 300. These bodies are all temporary. We all know that, but we don't take the implications of it very seriously. The body is temporary, but the Atma is eternal. This is not simply an opinion, but it is verifiable. Atheists, they say there is no soul. They say that living beings are simply combinations of chemicals. But they cannot combine chemicals to make life. This body is made of chemicals. But I, the person, am not chemicals. I am not carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, or a combination of chemicals. Make echo zero. Completely zero. But there's echo because of the hall. You can't hear what I'm saying. How are they going to hear what you're saying? Maybe you have to speak. Can they ask if they can hear us clearly? So, yeah, I am not hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, helium, or a combination of these chemicals. We can analyze all, we can scientifically analyze all the chemicals, but we won't find who is the person. Because the person is not the body. This is very nicely explained by Sri Krishna in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Dehino svinyatha dehe kaumarang yovanang jara tata dehantara praptihi. He says that within the body there is the owner of the body. The person within the body. So the body is born, is a baby body. Then it changes gradually to become a child body. It gradually changes to a youth body. Gradually changes to an adult body. It gradually changes to an elderly body. And then it's a dead body. Who is the person? If we see a baby and 40 years later we see that baby has transformed into an adult. Now, according to science, every 7 years, every atom in our body is replaced. So if we are chemicals, then every 7 years we are a different person. So by the age of 40, you have already been 5 different people. But when a mother sees her son, the son is 40 years old, she doesn't think, well, I gave birth to a baby, all the chemicals have changed, so this is not my son. The chemicals change, the mind changes, but the person stays the same. That person is the Atma. Sometimes a baby is born dead. Now, if the body is only chemicals and life is only a product of chemicals, then the doctor should be able to inject a chemical to make the dead baby come back to life. But the dead body, the dead baby does not grow. Because life is not simply chemicals, it is the Atma that gives life. So dead baby means that the Atma left during the process of childbirth. So the body is always changing, but the person stays the same. The person is the Atma. And what we call death is simply the death of the body. Because the Atma continues to exist. When the body dies, the Atma goes to another body. And there's actually plenty of scientific evidence of many, many cases of children who can remember their previous life. So this is the beginning of spiritual knowledge, and this is given in Bhagavad Gita. Without a clear understanding of this, the first fact of spiritual life, without understanding this, there is no spiritual life. Without a clear understanding of this, we may call ourselves a Hindu, a Christian, a Muslim, or whatever, but that will simply be some sentiment or fanaticism. Now, generally people think, well, I'm a Hindu, therefore I believe in reincarnation. But it is not a question of belief, it is a spiritual fact. Without understanding this, we live our life uselessly. We are simply interested in eating, sleeping, entertainment, money, all these ephemeral things. So spiritual life begins with spiritual knowledge. And the best spiritual knowledge is given in Bhagavad Gita. The beginning of spiritual knowledge is to understand that we are eternal spiritual beings, we are Atma. That is only the beginning. We have to also understand that there is Atma and Paramatma. There is a common misconception that Atma and Paramatma are the same. But if they were the same, then what was the need for the word Paramatma? Paramatma means who is superior to the ordinary Atma. There's no meaning to the word Paramatma if all the Atmas are the same. There is a misconception that now we are Jivatma, and when we become liberated, we will become Paramatma. This is not supported by the words of Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna clearly distinguishes between Atma and Paramatma. And he establishes himself as that Paramatma. Mamai Vangsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. The Jivas are all eternal parts and parcels of Krishna, but they are not Krishna. So this is spiritual knowledge. This is essential to understand that Krishna is supreme means that we are meant to serve him. Simply to understand these simple facts of spiritual knowledge will give us all perfection. Mostly people like to go to a temple and attend the arati, and it makes them feel nice. But we should take the knowledge from Bhagavad Gita of how we can not just feel nice, but how we can come to the eternal platform of proper understanding and spiritual bliss. That is called Satchit Ananda Avastha, the situation of eternity, knowledge and bliss. We are all meant to be happy eternally. Everyone wants to be happy. But we do not know how to be happy. We cannot be happy in this material situation. Because this material situation means janma mrityu jara vyadhi duk. But we are meant to reside in the spiritual world. That is the place where there is no misery. That is the situation of eternal service to Krishna. So we are in this material situation because we are avoiding to serve Krishna. Or if we do some service to Krishna, we do it in the manner of business. We think, I will do some bhakti and Krishna will bless me so that my business will prosper. Well, that is some kind of bhakti. But it's more like a business calculation. Real bhakti means to offer our heart and soul in love to Krishna. Real happiness means the happiness of love. But in this material world, love can never be complete and perfect. In this material world, we may love someone, but then we die, they die, and there is splitting. And we can never perfectly love anyone. Because neither they are perfect, nor we are perfect. But Krishna is complete and perfect. And Krishna never dies. So if we love Krishna, we can live eternally in Krishna's abode and love Him perfectly forever. We may think, well, God is so great and how can we love Him? In the modern age, people are more interested to love dogs than to love God. They think that by looking after a dog, they will be very happy. But they don't know that because of their attachment to a dog, they will have to become a dog in their next life. Yanti deva vrata devan pitrin yanti pitri vrata ha bhutani yanti bhuteja madhyajino piyanti mam. In Gita, Krishna says that those who worship the devas, they go to the devas. Those who worship the pitris, they go to the pitris. Those who worship ghosts, they become a ghost. And those who worship Krishna, they go to Krishna. So if you worship dogs, then you become a dog. Yadrishi yadrishi shraddha siddhi bhavati tadrishi. Whatever kind of sadhana we do, we attain that kind of siddhi. According to our faith. So if we are dog conscious, then we become a dog. Or if we just follow religion in a materialistic way, then again we get born into this material world. That means we may be very pious and very religious, but if we're basically thinking that God will bless me so I can live happily in this world, then we have to come back again to this material world. But we should know that we are not meant to live in this material world. However pious we may be, as long as we're in this material world, we have to suffer birth, death, old age and disease. So Krishna kindly comes to this world and gives us the knowledge by which we can mold our life in such a way that we don't have to remain in this material world. If we take advantage of that knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, then even in this Kali Yuga where the situation is so bad, we can go to Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness process, it's not just another religion or another opinion. But it is solidly based on Vedic knowledge. The essence of Vedic knowledge is in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vedaischa sarvairahameva vedyaha. In all the Vedas, in all knowledge, the object of knowledge is Krishna Himself. So Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all spiritual knowledge. And the knowledge that is given concisely in Bhagavad Gita is given elaborately in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna was present in this world 5,000 years ago. Then he left. But he remains in the form of the knowledge that he is given in Gita and Bhagavata. Krishna swadhamo bhagate dharma jnana dibhisaha kalo nashta drishamesha puranarko dunoditaha. Krishna has gone to his own abode. And Krishna is the very fountainhead and form of dharma and jnana. So when Krishna goes, then dharma and jnana go with him. But kalo nashta drisham, persons whose vision is spoiled by the ignorance of Kali Yuga. Esha Purana, from this Purana, this Srimad Bhagavat Purana, which is just like the sun, that this Srimad Bhagavatam is like the sun for dispelling the darkness of Kali Yuga. And Kali Yuga is very, very dark with ignorance. Whatever people previously used to think was bad, now they think it's good. People previously used to understand that meat eating, gambling, intoxication, and illicit sex, all these things are bad. But now they think it's very good. And people used to think that if someone dedicates their life to Bhagawan, that's very good. Now they think it's very bad. If someone takes seriously to bhakti, then all his friends will say, "What's wrong with you?" Don't spoil your life. So in Kali Yoga, everything is upside down. Most people, they are not very intelligent. Just they follow whatever everyone else does. Now there's so much propaganda via TV and magazines that the men and women, young boys and young girls, should mix up without any shame, and they don't think, we should do like that. And the abortion clinics are making a good business. It's very, very horrible situation. If we talk about the horrible situation of Kali Yuga, we can go on and on and on. It's like an ocean of bad qualities. Here in Aranya, it may not be so bad. If you go to Bombay, you'll find much, much worse. So you may think, well, here in Aranya, we are very good. Bombay is very bad. But 50 years ago, if someone had come to 50 years ago, the culture that was in Bombay was much better than the culture that is now today in Aran. And in 50 years, the culture that's in Bombay, definitely within 10 years, 20 years, whatever lack of culture is in Bombay, will also come here. Yeah, they can't even imagine Bombay. Chennai. All right, let's say Chennai. So, what's the solution to all this? In Srimad Bhagavatam, Shuka Rishi says to Parikshit that Kale Doshani Dhairajan, O King, this Kali Yoga is just like a great ocean of badness. It's just everything is bad. No one cares for anyone else. The temples of Vishnu are neglected and full of bats. Bats means flying mice, flying rats. They are making temples for some fakir they call Sai Baba. Who is this person? We don't know, but people are worshipping. Everything is bad. Kale dosha nithe raja. And this Kali Yoga is just an ocean of badness. The food you eat is full of poison. The air you breathe is full of poison. If you want to get water that's suitable to drink, you have to buy it. Whatever comes on TV is poison for the mind. But in Kali Yuga, but there is something very, very, one thing which is very, very good about Kali Yuga. Kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sanga parang vrajet. By Krishna Kirtan, we can get free from all the bad qualities of Kali Yuga and go to the spiritual world to Krishna. So this ecstatic chanting of Hare Krishna introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is not simply some sentiment. This is fully based on Shastra. And actually, anyone who knows what is Shastra, they know this. In Kali Yuga, we have to chant Bhagavan's names. Everyone, there were the Ramanu followers of Sripad Ramanujacharya, followers of Madhvacharya. Everyone knows in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is Harinam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has emphasized this. It is not something someone has imagined. It is completely based on Shastra. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. Yeah, just in trying. And practically we can see the effect. In the modern age, people like to be very practical. Scientific. So they will say, what is the evidence of this being actual spiritual life? The evidence is that thousands of people all over the world who were eating meat, drinking wine, having illicit sex, doing all bad things, they have now given up all these bad habits simply by the power, the mercy of the Holy Name. So real spiritual life means real spiritual knowledge. And no one can just make that up. It must be based on eternal Shastra. That which is knowledge is always knowledge. That's why we see Shastra that is eternal. It's not that someone can just come and say something and that becomes truth. So truth, real spiritual knowledge is given in Shastra. So real spiritual life is based on real spiritual knowledge given in Shastra. And a real spiritual path means that we should see a positive change in the life of those who take to it. There should be purification. There cannot be genuine spiritual life if there is at the same time the endeavor for sense gratification. We're not saying that everyone has to become a great tapasvi. We're not saying that everyone has to take sannyas. Everyone, whatever situation they may be in, they may be a doctor, a farmer, a shopkeeper, whatever situation one is in, one can pursue the path of Krishna bhakti. But the goal of one's life should not be how to enjoy this world, but how to satisfy Krishna. So there must be purity. There cannot be meat eating and intoxication and wasting your time watching nonsense things on television. Real spiritual life means that we are very serious to serve Krishna. And persons who do that, they automatically, by the grace of Krishna, they become spiritually blissful. So, different people may say, our path is the best. But we have to see who understands clearly what is spiritual knowledge. There is so much confusion in the name of religion. But the first symptom of a person on the path of self-realization is that they're not confused. They understand everything very clearly. They understand what is the difference between the body and the Atma. And they understand the difference between the Atma and Bhagavan. We are not Bhagavan, we are servants. Servants of Bhagavan. So real spiritual life means real spiritual knowledge and real spiritual purity. So that is possible by chanting, all this is possible by chanting the holy names of Krishna. Especially the Maha Mantra. Bhagavan has many names. Krishna, Narayana, Ananta, Balaram, Govinda, Gopinath, Gopal, Madhusudana, Pitambara, Padmanabha, Padmagarbha. How many names does Krishna have? Unlimited. But all the names are expressed in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we invite everyone to partake in this all blissful, all pure Krishna consciousness movement. By chanting this Maha Mantra as a daily sadhana in your life, by studying the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavata, by associating with devotees of Krishna and making Krishna the goal of your life. Everything else is useless. Simply to be born and live and eat and sleep and die without knowing who is God, who are we, it is simply a useless life. So please take to Krishna consciousness with heart and soul. This is our request. We have nothing to gain from you. We will not, we don't want to exploit you. We simply want that you will be benefited by this Krishna consciousness. So thank you so much for kindly coming and listening to this most important message. And if anyone has any questions, please ask. Yeah, there's a question. Yeah, send. Yeah, these terms, jnana and vijnana, occur several times in Bhagavad Gita. and they're used differently in different contexts. Jnana vijnana sahitam idam vakshami asheshatah yajgyat vane abhuyo nyajgyatavyama vasishyate. Krishna says, I will now explain what is jnana and vijnana, by knowing which there will remain nothing left to be known. So the acharyas explain that in this context, jnana means knowledge of material existence, and vijnana means knowledge of spiritual existence. So you can explain about the books.